Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahm-Spinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up in a few minutes, Kostaki Economopoulos with his NFL report. We'll have it coming up right after this.
Those liars of ours back when I was in school said 2010 would be future cool. The gasoline engine would be a thing of the past. We'd get our own little rockets that would fly real fast. I couldn't wait to start flying around with a 4-hour erection that wouldn't go down. I'd impress and undress every woman in town. And I couldn't wait for that to get off the ground. Now I'm sitting here, there's a cop over there. Me and him supposed to be up in the air. Him saying, Tim, you're way too drunk to fly. I'll have to write you up for an FUI. I'm stuck in an 89 Pontiac. I'm supposed to be a flying sex maniac. So where's that contraption to strap on my back? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Maybe Ross Perot could have finally got around to a tiny little rocket with a giant sucking sound. But Clinton came along with mainly women in mind and a giant sucking sound of a different kind. I can't smoke in my car, I can't smoke in a bar. Bob Dylan's still our biggest rock star. We made it to Mars and now the president's black. But where the f*** is my jetpack? Where the f*** is my jetpack?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hi.
Did you lose something, Chris?
Yeah, I lost the weather. I don't know what happened.
I'll go outside and check.
I have it memorized. I just don't.
There's Josh
there
Arnold at the Upside Sidekick desk.
Hello. There's... I'll throw out a zip code. You tell me the weather for
Ace Cosby.
All right, hold on.
Let Billy me get... Griswold on
oh, sorry.
The DL. I'm Chick. Here's Tom.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're getting ready to hook up with, there he is, Kostaki Economopoulos. He is our official NFL correspondent. Week one officially over. And I'll remind everyone, you can enter the Bob and Tom Pigskin Pick'em. Pick all the games. You don't even have to go against the spread. Whoever gets the most every week will be the winner of a Big Green Egg Minimax. As I like to say, the Big Green Egg is the Rolls Royce of grilling devices. Chick McGee, you like to say...
The Big Green Egg is the
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce is the Big Green Egg of cars.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's
you
what
go.
I like to say. How about that, Kostaki?
Mid-season form, baby.
That's right.
Kostaki, I follow your all-pro lines, your conglomeration of football jokes and fans. And... I don't mean to bloviate about it, as some think I am, but I really enjoyed your video yesterday with your NFL helmets.
Yeah, I tried a new thing. Come check it out. It's a mini helmet theater.
Yes.
It got some good response. I think it's going to make an appearance next week.
Tom, what he does is he takes these tiny little NFL helmets and two of them talk to each other and they, you know, sort of roast one another and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
It's very funny.
That is funny.
Thanks, buddy.
Once again, you mentioned All Pro Lines. That is where you will find Kostaki Economopoulos and lots of jokes about the NFL. Your thoughts about the season's first week?
Oh, I'm so excited. The NFL's back. It was so exciting. It killed the queen, right?
Whoa.
I think that means football is king now. The poor queen will never get to see the Falcons win a Super Bowl. That's sad.
That is, you know, sad, isn't it?
My odds of seeing that are only slightly better. The queen's passing was way more inspiring than Matt Stafford's. That was a sad passing on Thursday. You know, you had a tough night at quarterback when your best play was a tackle. That's tough. The queen's reign was 70 years, and we're worried about term limits here in America. She took the throne the same year Tom Brady was drafted.
Wow. Old.
52, you see.
And if she had his diet and training program, she'd probably still be alive. Tom Brady's now the oldest quarterback to ever play an NFL game. His career is 22 years old, so too old for Chris D'Elia.
I would have kept with your theme and gone with Prince Andrew.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Just to keep the royal family thread throughout the bit, if you will.
No. Preparations for the big funeral this week for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, my goodness. Dak Prescott's going to miss several weeks. Dallas broke their Dak. That's always been a fear of mine. You don't want to break your Dak.
No.
You know why Dallas has the lone star? Because without Dak, that's how many stars they have. It's dry in Texas, so those Cowboy fan tears are going to help a lot. Sunday night, Dak was yelling an audible, "Red Batman," which sounds like a code for when your lady is having her cycle. Hey, guys, I'll meet you at the bar. Red Batman. Okay. And then Sunday night, they were showing pictures of Cowboy Super Bowl rings. They should have to include items from the era in the pictures, you know, like a Blockbuster video card, or, you know. They're on top of a CD tower next to the yellow pages. You know, it's been a while.
That's a great idea.
A trapper keeper, maybe. One of those AOL CDs or 100 free hours.
Oh, God. Remember those? You go, I get them in the mail every day.
All the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I dial.
You could be on the internet. Oh. The World Wide Web. World Wide Web is what they call it. Yeah.
What were we saying yesterday?
WWW.
Yeah, someone put the WWW in front of the...
It showed his age by...
Tommy Lee.
Yeah,
you think he probably isn't all that computer savvy. He's got someone that does it for him.
Yeah. And it's obvious in the documentary or docudrama.
I just saw a commercial where the guy gets up there. You'll find us at WWW. Really?
World Wide Web.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
How are things going in the world of your newfound singledom? People are concerned good. Because thanks. You're in the process of
uncoupling.
Uncoupling. In a pleasant way, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, she's been great. We've been very generous with each other and sorting out plans and schedules. And it's
have you guys hooked really up? Well. Have you hooked up since you broke up?
The backslide.
A couple of drinks and kissy, kissy.
I haven't yet. It's weird. I would have thought that I would have, but I...
No, with her,
no, with
I mean.
Her.
Have I hooked up with her?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I didn't hook up with her for years.
Why start now?
Hey! There you go.
Now, Kostaki, all we can see is that big plant next to your head.
Real or fake?
That's about all I got. Yeah.
And come to think of it, that could be a painting.
Is it real or fake?
No, that's a plant right there.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Do you have any other furniture?
I got a few things. I'm keeping it super minimalist. I like this place a lot. It's the location. We're walkable to so many great things. And we got a pool in the neighborhood. It's cool. I like this place is great.
Spoken like a divorce.
What city? What city are you living in? Technically,
we're right in the heart of Hollywood. We're in the middle of it all. We're right near the big kids school and the little kids school, and it's a good spot.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of hookers.
Did I tell you my theory about marriage?
What's your theory about marriage? I'm anxious to hear this.
Marriage to me is a lot like a pomegranate, right?
Right.
It's beautiful and complicated. You got to work at it. There's layers, you know. And once in a while, you're like, oh, it's so sweet. And then you're like, damn it, a seed, you know. So, and then after you have one, you're like, yeah, one of those is enough. I don't need to do that again.
Okay.
I want a more efficient fruit delivery system.
I'm not sure pomegranate's all that relatable since I couldn't identify one and I've never had one.
You've never had a pomegranate?
You've never had a pomegranate?
No.
What? I've never eaten one like that either.
What is it anyway?
Me either.
It's like pear? It's
purplish
it's
with seeds?
It's green on the outside and you open it up and it's like a purple color and it's got
It's not like anything. It's its own category.
The only reason I know what a pomegranate is Ann Baxter says that to Charlton Heston in the Ten Commandments. She says, are her lips red like mine, like a pomegranate?
You've never seen the juice called Pom, P-O-M?
No, I've never seen them.
Oh,
sorry.
That was...
I'm not suggesting, Kostaki, that the analogy of a marriage and a pomegranate isn't a...
No, no.
One of those relatables. Just not for me. But maybe go with... Maybe try it with watermelon.
I'm sure it kills in Maui. Or
guys.
Kostaki Economopoulos is our guest. Now, All Pro Lines is your your one-stop shop for comedy about the NFL. And anybody can participate, am I right?
Yeah, actually, that's a good segue to the next joke. Sometimes we'll post a fill-in-the-blank kind of situation and come join us and write some jokes. We did that. It was super simple this weekend because there were so many problems with the place kicking. So I just wrote, the kicking was so bad, blank, right? And just let people go bananas. And it was fun. You guys have a rim shot sound over there somewhere?
Of course.
Okay. The kicking was so bad. The Bengals are bringing in some Rockettes for tryouts. So that's bad kicking. The Bears just went down to that ass kicking contest to sign the one-legged guy. Bad kicking. The Steelers are bringing in Lieutenant Dan. You see?
Speaking of legs.
Andy Richter got a call because he's a sidekick. Britney Spears got a call because she kicked her conservator to the curb. At least she kicked something, right? Robert Downey Jr. got a job. At least he kicked a habit.
Hey!
They're going to make all the kickers get Jameis Winston's LASIK surgery. That's how bad the kicking's been.
Can't see.
Right? I haven't seen this much of a focus on feet since the last Tarantino movie. Last one of these. The kicking was so bad. The only kicker who connected all of this week was the queen with the bucket.
You can provide more quality jokes. All Pro Lines. You'll find it on your favorite social media platform. Kostaki, are you on the road again anytime soon?
Yeah, next weekend. What day is this? I'm
on Tuesday. The 13th.
About 10 days. I'm going back out. I'm where am I going? I'm going to be in I'm doing Janesville, Wisconsin, Waterloo, Iowa, and then Mason City, Illinois.
All right. Those are great gigs.
Man, I bombed hard in Waterloo, Iowa once. That place is like my...
You Napoleon?
Worse than Toledo?
What is that place like?
Your Waterloo?
Like Waterloo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were actually setting up a joke. I thought this was like Toledo Part 2.
No, I was just doing the old Waterloo.
I see. find ABBA song that I
Oh, you don't like it.
No, I do.
I do too. Who doesn't love ABBA?
Me. Sorry for the honesty.
Got an answer for you.
Okay. Well, Kostaki, are you setting up a profile now that you're a single dude again? Are you going to...
Oh, a dating profile?
Oh, God. I haven't done that yet. But
just Greek.
Some point.
Just Greek.
You get a lot of interesting responses.
Well, there you go. The biggest name in dating.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, would you consider doing an internet date?
Yes, of course.
What would
yes.
you put in your profile? Would you put comedian in there?
That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't done
single
a thing like this
and ready
in so long.
To mingle.
Yeah, that's right.
Love walks on the beach.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, with your Greek hairs, loves soft rock music, walks on the beach, and sodomy.
Maybe don't write in your profile. You know, I find relationships to be like a pomegranate.
Yeah, don't do that. One's enough. Don't do that.
It'll help weed out the riffraff. Don't know what the pomegranates are.
You never know.
That's a good point.
Now, Pat's the only one here that I know of. Oh, you've done the internet dating,
internet.
Right, Josh?
No. I did Match.com.
No, I never have.
Okay, Pat, you did it, right?
Yeah, I did for a very short time.
And didn't you do several of the services?
Check the traps in the morning.
Check the traps.
Checking the traps.
Right, check.
Yep, that's right.
Now, do you have, am I correct in saying that your ex is a very fine photographer?
Oh yeah, she is.
Now, would you ask her to take a portrait of you for the internet profile?
That's what I want to do. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's not an uncomfortable question that you're aware of, is there? I mean, you
what?
Keep talking. You're doing a great job. Hey, Kostaki, real quick, how'd the fantasy football league go over there? I still don't know what the deal is, but.
You're crushed it. What do you want? Your team, your real team won. Your fantasy team won. Welcome to
I don't know
week one in the NFL.
I didn't win, did I? I just I won against my matchup. Yeah, I won that. But
yeah, that's what you try to win, and then next week you have a different opponent, and you try to win that one.
Guys, this could have been a phone call.
Yeah, once again, Chick McGee's team is entitled. The title, I'm sorry, is the team, the Guardians of the Commanders, the two most generic new names in professional sports and combining them hilariously.
You forgot the Cowboys lost their quarterback for most of the season. Yeah, I forgot that one. Yeah,
no, he did. Yeah, like, right. He did like two jokes about it.
Didn't he open with a Dak Prescott joke?
I don't listen to the joke.
What?
It's like Christmas morning for you, Chick.
What's your fantasy team name, Kostaki?
I have a few. I have Beer Pants is my go-to. It's an old poker nickname. Uh-huh. In the league with Chick, actually, it's a reference to an English guy referred to me once. It's called my name is Proper Chill.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Proper Chill.
Yeah. Proper Chill.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I might rewrite that.
Hey, Kostaki, on all pro lines, you ask people for jokes and you set up a punchline for them. Why don't you ask our listeners to write your bio for your internet dating thing?
Oh, God, that's a hilarious idea. I'll put that on the social. Follow me on the socials, too. We'll put that out there, see what happens.
Okay. No.
If you're on social media, you don't really need dating apps. They can just DM you.
That's true.
Yeah. Slide into the DMs.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of my team names, I had to change it to Mahomes Alone because he was the only one who scored any points.
That's a good one. I like that very much. The Queen, by the way, you were talking about the Queen, Kostaki. She was a very heavy bettor. Always bet against the Patriots.
Did
bitter,
she?
Bitter.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, never get over that.
You know, that's not only funny, but a history reference.
Yes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.